بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading in عمدة الأحكام كتاب الصلاة باب المواقيت. And the author, he mentioned narrations. We began reading this evening the narration that the author, he has mentioned that he has said رحمه الله عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال شهد عندي رجال مرضيون وأرضاهم عندي عمر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الصلاة بعد الصبح حتى تشرق الشمس وبعد العصر حتى تغرب. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that he said shahida indi rijalun mardiyun. Shahida indi ay akhbarani. Shahada huna al muradu biha al ikhbar wal riwaya lahu min Umar an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says radiyallahu anhu that there are some praiseworthy men, or men who are pleasing to me, meaning that they are men who their testifications are accepted, and there is no doubt in their truthfulness, and that they are upright and steadfast. Yani upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shahida indi rijalun mardiyun, pleasing men, yani men who have attributes of honesty and trustworthiness, men who whenever they speak, their statements are accepted. He says, wa aradahum indi, and the one who is most pleasing to me from them is Umar radiyallahu anhu. In one wording of this narration, he says, منهم عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه كان أحبهم إلي, and he is the most beloved of them to me. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu is mentioning that this narration has been narrated to him by many different people, and from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of them are men who their characteristics and traits with regards to honesty and trustworthiness is upright and pleasing, and their testifications are accepted whenever they speak and whenever they narrate. And he mentions from all of those people who has mentioned to him this narration, the most pleasing and beloved of them to him, to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, is Umar radiyallahu anhu. So this narration has been narrated from many companions on this particular issue. And the one that Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu is mentioning his statement directly is the narration coming from Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiyallahu anhu. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prohibited from praying a salat after the morning prayer, hatta tushriqa shams, until the sun rises, wa ba'd al-asri hatta taghrub, and after al-asr until the sun sets. نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة. He prohibited the prayer بعد الصبح, after الصبح, يعني after الفجر. After الفجر حتى تشرق الشمس, until the sun rises, until the sun rises. وبعد العصر, and also he prohibited the prayer after العصر حتى تغروب, until the sun sets. The author likewise, he mentioned another narration, this time from Abi Sa'id radiyallahu anhu. And the author, he says, rahimahullah, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qal, la salata ba'd al-subhi hatta tartafi' al-shamsu, wa la salata ba'd al-asri hatta taghib al-shamsu. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said there is no prayer after the morning, after subh, and after the morning prayer, until the sun rises. وَلَا صَلَاتَ بَعْدِ الْعَصْرِ حَتَّى تَغِيبِ الشَّمْسُ, and there is no prayer likewise after al-asr until the sun sets entirely. Then the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah, وفي الباب عن علي بن أبي طالب وعبد الله بن مسعود وعبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب وعبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص وأبي حريرة وسامرة بن جندب وسلمة بن الأكوع وزيد بن ثابت ومعاذ بن عفراء وكعب بن مرة وأبي أمامة الباهلي وعمر بن عبسة السلمي وعائشة رضوان الله عليهم والصنابيحي ولم يسمع من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He mentioned likewise that also from this same ruling or narrations that have been narrated from other companions with the same meaning, mentioning the prohibition of a prayer, of the prayer at a specific time, narrated from Ali and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Amr, also Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum jami'an wa Samara and Salama ibn al-Aqwa wa Zayd ibn Thabit wa Mu'adh ibn Afra wa Ka'b ibn Murra wa Abi Umamah al-Bahili wa Amr ibn Abasa and Aisha radiallahu anhum jami'an, and also one from the Tabi'in, and he is Sanabi al-Sunabihi rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he mentioned that he did not hear from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any case, these narrations here, the author, he has mentioned them in the book of Salat, and he has mentioned them in the chapter of the times of the prayer. And it has preceded that we have discussed some issues with regards to the times of the obligatory prayer, and whenever they are established, and whenever they come in, and whenever they go out. But here, the author, he is mentioning now some issues related to the time whenever it's not permissible to pray. And just as there are times when it's an obligation to pray, likewise there are specific times in the day whenever it is not permissible to pray. There are certain times whenever it's an obligation to pray, and there are other times whenever it is impermissible and it is considered haram and not allowed to pray. So these times are known as awqat an-nahi. Awqat an-nahi, the times that is prohibited to pray. Naam, al-awwal awqat al-manhi anha. Naam, the times whenever it's prohibited to pray in. And in general, these times are three. There are three times in general whenever there is a prohibition to pray. And the evidences of two of those times, these general times, are mentioned in these two narrations. And there are other narrations that we will discuss bi'idhnillahi ta'ala to clarify the third time as well. But I mention now, in general, the times that are prohibited to pray in, there are three, from a general sense. And that is from the time of the Fajr until the rising of the sun. From the time of the Fajr until the rising of the sun, approximately 10 to 15 minutes after the sun has risen. After the sun has risen above the horizon. Likewise, the second time is whenever the sun reaches its peak in the sky, and it comes just before the point of az-zawal. And we discussed this issue before, whenever the sun rises and rises until it stops for a moment in the sky, and it's a very brief period, and then it starts to move. It starts to move again. And the shadow begins to move again, and the sun begins to move again. At this time, this is Zawal, and this is the time that Dhuhr enters. So just before that, for a brief period of time, likewise, whenever the sun is in the middle of the sky, just before the time of Dhuhr enters, then this time is also a time of prohibition, and it's not permissible to pray at that time. And likewise, the times that are prohibited, the third time, is whenever is after Asr, until the sun sets entirely behind the horizon. So these are known as awqat an-nahi. Naam, al-awqat allati la yajuzu lil-insani an yusalli fiha. The times that it's not permissible for an individual to pray in. And this is clear from these narrations here, the time after Fajr until the sun rises, and the time after Asr until the sun sets, it's mentioned directly. But we have seen previously that with regards to the obligatory prayer, the one who missed an obligatory prayer, then what is the ruling for that person? We should know the answer by now. Alhamdulillah, has been mentioned previously. We have studied that, the affair of al-qadha, and when should a person make up a prayer that is an obligation. We have seen the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that he mentioned that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in reference to the one who missed an obligatory prayer, من نام عن الصلاة أو نسيها فليصليها إذا ذكرها لا كفارة لها إلا ذلك. That if one of you sleeps on the prayer, sleeps and does not pray, or he forgets the prayer, then he should pray it whenever he remembers it. So therefore we see what is being referred to here is not the obligatory prayer. The majority of the scholars, they have this position that the one who has to pray an obligatory prayer, and he forgot, and he's making it up, or he slept, and he needs to make up the obligatory prayer, and he remembers in a time that it's impermissible to pray, then it's allowed for him to pray. So this is impermissible time to pray, or the prohibited time for praying. This is with regards to the non-obligatory salat. With regards to the non-obligatory salat. As for the obligatory salat, then that one is prayed whenever one remembers it. Whenever an individual remembers it. Whenever an individual remembers it. So we see that in general, that these are the three times. Likewise, it has come in hadith of Uqba ibn Amir, radiallahu anhu, that he mentioned the three times altogether. And he said, ثلاث ساعات كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهانا أن نصلي فيهن أو أن نقبر فيهن موتانا. That there are three times that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to prohibit us from praying in them, and also prohibit us from burying our dead in them. حين تطلع الشمس بازقة حتى ترتفع. Whenever the sun rises, this is at the exact sunrise, whenever the sun is rising, until it raises above the horizon. وحين يقوم قائم الظهيرة حتى تميل الشمس. And whenever the sun is in the middle of the sky, just before dhuhr, until the sun moves into the dhuhr time. وحين تضيف الشمس للغروب حتى تغرب. And whenever the sun is ready to, or begins to move behind the horizon and fall behind the horizon until it sets entirely. So with these three times here, along with the two narrations that have preceded, we can see the times specifically. So I mentioned that the times in general are three, but in detail there are five. The times in general that are it's impermissible to pray in are three, and the details are five. There are many rulings with regards to this, and we'll take them one by one, inshallah, or little by little. So there are exceptions to the rule, and there are prayers that are intended, and there are prayers that will be an exception for. So before we move too quickly, we just build upon the usul and the foundations first. Bi'idnillahi ta'ala. So therefore, the ulama, they say that these prohibited times, they are three in general and five specifically, or in detail. Five in detail. There are three in general, that is from the time of Fajr until the rising of the sun above the horizon. Above the horizon, قيد الرمح, the amount of a spear, about a meter in the sky. And then likewise, just before the Zawal, or before the time of the Dhuhr, approximately a few minutes. Some ulama have mentioned 10 minutes, others have mentioned even shorter than that, and even some mention that is long enough for a person to recite al-Fatiha, to indicate how short that time is. Before the Dhuhr time, whenever the sun, it reaches the middle of the sky, before it starts to move to the west and begin the time of Dhuhr. Likewise, this time is impermissible to pray. And the third time is from after Asr all the way until the sun sets entirely. These are the three times in general. The first time, in detail, it has two times, and it's divided into two times, and that is from the Fajr, and we will discuss that. What is intended by that is what is intended in the narration from the Fajr time, or from the time of praying the Fajr prayer, and inshallah, this is something that we will discuss. But here we just say in general, from the Fajr until the sun begins to rise, it's called Shuruq. This is one time. And that time, if we look at it, that's a large period. And that's approximately an hour, or if not more, from the time of the rising of the Fajr until the sunset. Or if the Muslims, they pray the Fajr any early, and then from the time of the Salat of Fajr, even still, it's a larger time and a longer time between the time the prayer is established until the sun starts to rise. This is the first time. The second time is also from that same time, and that is whenever the sun begins rising until it clears the horizon and it rises above the sky, approximately 1 meter. As come in the narration, قيد الرمح, يعني قدر الرمح, the length of a spear. And some narrations, قيد الرمح أو رمحين, a spear or two spears. And this is the second time, and this time is much shorter. So from the time of the Fajr all the way till the sun begins to rise, that's one time. From the time when the sun starts rising until it completes and passes the horizon entirety and rises above the horizon, this amount, about a meter in the sky, approximately 15 minutes after the actual sunrise begins, at this time, that is also a prohibited time until it has risen entirety. Until it has risen entirety. So this time is shorter, and this time is the prohibition is more severe. So therefore, in detail, the time of Fajr is two times in detail. And that is the long time. And that is from after the Fajr prayer until the beginning of the rising of the sun.
And then the second time, which is shorter and it's more severe and the prohibition is more stern, whenever the sun starts rising, until it passes the horizon and it rises entirely and it rises above the horizon, about a meter in the sky. About a meter in the sky. The third time is whenever the sun is in the middle of the sky, and the fourth time and the fifth time, and he is from the fourth time, which is really, we had mentioned in general the third time, but we divide it into two. So we have the two times for Fajr and one time for Dhuhr, that's three. The fourth and the fifth time, we see from Asr all the way until the sun begins to set, whenever the sun hits the horizon, and this time is long. And this time is wide. And this is from the prohibited times. But whenever the sun begins to hit the horizon until it goes behind the horizon entirely, this is another time. This is another time. It's still from that same time, but it's another time and it's more specific and the prohibition is more stern. So therefore, there are three times in general.
And five times in detail.
Because in the Fajr time, there are two times. One, whenever the time is long or wide, and the second time whenever it begins to rise until it rises above the horizon. Until it rises above the horizon about a meter. And then likewise the Asr time has a wide time all the way until it begins the actual set, the actual setting and going behind the horizon, and at that time it becomes a more stern prohibition until the sun goes entirely behind the horizon. And this time is likewise much shorter. So that which was mentioned in the narration of Uqba radiallahu anhu, those three times, those are the stern times. Whenever the prohibition is stern, there's a general prohibition from Fajr until the sunrise, and there's the general prohibition from the Asr until the sunset, and there's a prohibition likewise in the middle whenever it's in the midday, just before the Dhuhr. But the prohibition becomes more stern whenever the sun is actually coming above the horizon until it rises entirely. And whenever it's in the middle of the sky, likewise, the prohibition is more stern. And as well, whenever the sun begins to fall behind the horizon, now the prohibition has become even more severe and it has become more stern. So we see that the author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. And he's narrating from Umar. So actually the hadith is the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibited as-salat ba'da as-subh, after as-subh, hatta tushriq as-shams, until the sun rises. Wa ba'da al-asr hatta tagrub, and after asr also until the sun sets. Along with the wording here of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La salata ba'da subhi hatta tartafi' shams. There is no prayer after a subh until the sun rises. Until the sun rises. Wa la salata ba'da al-asri hatta taghib shams. And there is also no prayer after asr until the sun sets. In one word against Sahih Muslim, of this narration of Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La salata ba'da salati al-asri hatta tagrub al-shams, wa la salata ba'da salati al-fajri hatta tatru al-shams. So there's clarification in this wording that's in Sahih Muslim, and he said, La salata ba'da salati al-asr. We see here in these two narrations, La salata ba'da subh, La salata ba'da al-asr. So the ulama, they differed with regards to this. Is what is intended after the morning prayer, after the fajr, meaning after the coming of the fajr, or after performing the obligatory prayer of fajr? There's no prayer after asr, meaning after the Adhan of Asr and Asr has entered, or after the obligatory prayer of Asr has been performed? Which one is intended? The ulama, they differed with regards to this. This narration in Sahih Muslim, it clarifies the intent, and he mentions sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there is no prayer after the prayer of Asr until the sun sets. And there is no salat and after the salat of Fajr until the sun rises. So therefore it is clear from this narration what is intended is not only after the Fajr has come, the rising of the Fajr, but rather after the Fajr prayer has been prayed. So then the prohibited time starts after the Fajr prayer has been prayed. After the Fajr prayer has been prayed. Not whenever the Fajr comes. But rather, after the Fajr prayer has been prayed, it's prohibited to pray. It's prohibited to pray until the sun rises in the manner that has been mentioned previously. And likewise, the Asr, what is being referred to here as well, there's not allowed to pray after Asr, meaning after the Salat of Asr. So the prohibited time doesn't start with the Adhan of Asr, but it starts after praying Asr. So after the prayer of Asr has been established, from that time, for that individual, he cannot pray. It's not permissible for him to pray until the sun sets. We see that this narration, the author, he has mentioned that this narration has been narrated by many of the companions here. And we've seen even before that, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned that many upright men have narrated to him this narration. And he chose the best and most beloved of them to him to narrate it on, and he narrated from Umar. So the ulama have mentioned that this narration or this ruling has been established in almost 25, if not more, narrations. 25, if not more, different narrations from different companions, clarifying that there are specific times in the day that it's not permissible to pray. Yani clarifying the ruling with regards to awqat and nahi. Nam awqat nahi, the times whenever it is impermissible to pray. The author, he also indicated to one of those companions who narrated that hadith, and it's Amr ibn Abasa as-Sulami radiallahu anhu. And in the one of the wordings that he mentioned, Amr ibn Abasa radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with regards to the Fajr, he said, لا صلاة بعد subhi, أو لا تصلوا بعد subhi حتى ترتفع الشمس قيد رمح. يعني قيد رمح. So he's clarifying the actual details. It's not just until the sun rises, but until the sun rises above the horizon, the amount or the distance of a spear. In those days, they would fight with spears, and they had what is called the rimah, and the singular of that is rumah. So if an individual were to hold his spear and then to look into the horizon, to compare that, about that high, the horizon, the sun must be above the horizon. This is the measurement that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them. The ulama have mentioned, they have mentioned anywhere from 8 to 10, 12 to 15 minutes. Sheikh Sulaiman, he mentioned from 8 to 10 minutes. Some of the ulama, like Ibn Baz, he mentioned 10 minutes. I mentioned about 12 minutes. Sheikh Uthaymeen, approximately 12 minutes. All of them have mentioned that if one were to wait, just in case, yani ihtiyatan, 15 minutes, this is good. This is good. And after the actual sun rises. After the sun rises. So after the sun rises, 15 minutes after the sun begins rising, inshallah, after that, the prohibition is gone. And a believer can pray Salat al-Duha, and the prohibition is lifted. But also in this hadith, or the narration of Amr ibn Abasa radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the reason for these specific times. He said, فَإِنَّهَا تَطْرُعُ حِينَ تَطْرُعُ بَيْنَ قَرْنَي الشَّيْطَانِ وَحِينَ إِذٍ يَسْجُرُ لَهَا الْكُفَارِ. With regards to the prohibition, whenever the sun is rising, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, yeah, whenever the sun actually starts rising, he said, because it rises between the horns, the two horns of shaitan. And at that time, the disbelievers, they prostrate to the sun. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified also whenever, the wisdom behind the prohibition of after Asr. Whenever the sun is is setting. It's after Asr, but at the point whenever the sun is actually setting. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهَا تَغْرُبُ بَيْنَ قَرْنَي الشَّيْطَانِ وَحِينَ إِذٍ يَسْجُرُ لَهَا الْكُفَارِ. Because at that time, likewise, it sets between the horns of a shaitan, and at that time, the disbelievers, they prostrate to the sun.
And the ulama, they mention that the sun rises and sets between the horns of shaitan, meaning at that time shaitan, he will place himself between the sun and the people, those who prostrate to the sun, and that he has called them to prostrate to the sun, and they're prostrating to the sun, but they're really prostrating to him.
And this is the time that they worship the sun, but in reality they're worshiping the devil and they're worshiping Shaitan, and he is the one who's calling them to the worship of the sun. And even some of the people, they worship the devil likewise, Shaitan, at these times. In any case, it's the time whenever the kufar, they worship the sun. And the likes like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned. And likewise, he mentioned an authentic narration, the wisdom behind the prohibition whenever the sun is in the middle of the sky, just before the zawal. And he mentioned that حِينَ إِذٍ تُسْجَرُ جَهَنَّمْ, that the hellfire is set ablaze at that time. So this is the wisdom between those times whenever the prohibition is most stern and most severe.
There are more issues to discuss with regards to أوقات النهي. Inshallah, we continue in the next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.